Welcome to the AIHR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about which AI hiring tools are actually winning in the Gulf, and why the ones built for the GCC are pulling ahead fast. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Okay, here's the number that stopped me in my tracks. Saudi Arabia and the UAE are facing a shortfall of over 4 million skilled workers. 4 million. And that's not a distant problem. That's right now, 2026, with Vision 2030 deadlines breathing down every HR team's neck. So let me give you the bigger picture. Saudi Arabia's National Transformation Plan is driving aggressive hiring targets across tech, engineering, and AI-fluent roles. The UAE is already seeing a 48% jump in AI-related hiring. The demand is real, the pressure is intense, and the tools you use to find and screen talent matter more than ever before. Here's where it gets genuinely interesting. Not all AI hiring tools are built for this market, and that gap is starting to matter a lot. Think of it as three tiers. First, GCC native platforms. These are tools built from the ground up for Gulf labor markets. And what does that mean in practice? It means Arabic language workflows are native, not bolted on. It means they track Saudization quotas. That's the NIDAQAT system, which requires Saudi private sector companies to maintain minimum ratios of Saudi national employees. In some sectors, that target is up to 80%. For a hiring platform, that's not a configuration option, that's a core feature. Ovi sits in this tier. Audio-based candidate screening starting at $99 a month, structured audio chats that assess salary expectations, language proficiency, notice periods, and culture fit. No video, just clear, efficient conversations. Second tier, global adapters. Think Workday, SAP SuccessFactors. These can work, but nationalization tracking and Arabic support are often afterthoughts, and the enterprise pricing reflects how much customization you'll need to get them there. Third, analytics layers. Tools that sit on top of your existing ATS and add insight without replacing it. Useful if you're locked in somewhere, but they don't solve the compliance problem. And compliance is the big differentiator right now. The UAE Personal Data Protection Law is accelerating enforcement across the entire GCC. Platforms that offer data residency controls, consent management, and proper audit trails are becoming must-haves. Tools that analyze facial expressions or voice biometrics face significantly higher regulatory scrutiny. Audio screening that focuses on transcript content, not biometric signals, aligns much better with where the law is heading. So here's your takeaway. If you're building or upgrading your hiring stack in the GCC in 2026, start with two questions. Does this platform handle my compliance obligations natively? And does it actually understand Gulf hiring norms, not just translate them? The tools that were designed for this region, not adapted to it, are the ones winning right now. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to AIHR Daily, brought to you by Ovi. Hit follow and we'll see you next time.